Or visiting today with Abby Van Arnhem. She's the office manager at the Audubon County Extension Office. Want to talk a little bit about what's going on at the Audubon County Fair as they get ready to roll into action again for 2023 here this week. Abby, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. Hey, talk a little bit about some of the changes this year at the Audubon County Fair. County fairs tend to stay the same for the most part, but a few little tweaks and changes here and there, and I see it's kind of opening up a little differently this year.
Yeah, the fair board decided to do a sponsorship dinner on Thursday night to kind of kick off the fair. And what that is all of their big sponsors for the fair got so many tickets, and the public is also welcome to come. 4-H'ers get in for free. They will each get a ticket, but they're going to do a dinner. Grilling done by the cattlemen, I believe. Sides done by a caterer. And then we're also going to have the 4-H pie auction and the Queen coronation involved in that as well. And that is not at the grandstand, as it always has been. It will be in a tent that is kind of on the concrete to the east of the Agri Hall.
Okay. Something a little different to help out and recognize those folks that are helping support the fair.
Absolutely, and just kind of a good cohesive kickoff to the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, well, I know the girls were pretty excited about the Queen contest being underneath a tent near the Agri Hall as opposed to staring into that bright sunshine.
Yeah, I'm sure that you're excited as well, Jim.
It's okay. We'll make do if we have to, I guess.
Right, yeah.
No, it'll be nice. It'll be a nice event to get things started and have a lot of folks there close together so we can all kind of have some fun with the fair. The fair's supposed to be all about fun. I mean, let's face it. It's fun.
Right.
It's a little bit of business. The kids are competing, mm-hmm. but it's supposed to be a lot of fun. As far as competitions go, are there many changes this year?
The only major change this year in the schedule would be our goat and sheep show. Both have been moved to Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Other than that, everything is about the same as it was last year.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like swine, the horse show, those things on Friday. And we'll open up with plenty of other things. Oh, the rabbit show also on Friday. You've got poultry
yep.
and beef shows on Saturday. And you mentioned the goat and sheep show and the open class horse show also on Sunday. And I may have missed a few things here and there, too. But it's a good spread. And hopefully the weather will participate for us this year and be nice so that we don't have to worry too much about overheating.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always a worry, but we'll take what we can get, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, talk about the facilities there in Audubon County. Have there been any changes from last year to this year?
I don't believe there have been any big changes. They did do a little bit of work to our sheep and goat barn, to try to provide a little more ventilation for those animals during the fair. But other than that, there haven't been any major improvements. There have been in years past with the building on to the advanced cattle feeder barn. And, you know, the livestock pavilion that they put up several years ago, new bathrooms and all of those things in that area.
Sure, sure. Well, I know a lot of folks look at fair time and they think, oh, gosh, it's all, it's fair week. Now it's time to get down to business. But fair mm-hmm. week means business for quite a bit of time for folks like you.
It sure does. We actually work on the county fair year-round. So when as soon as Monday morning comes around and our 2023 fair is over, we're already starting to brainstorm improvements and things for the 2024 county fair. So yeah, we just go with the flow and just try to make it a good experience for the kids, because that's what it's all about.
Oh yeah, absolutely. How are the numbers for the livestock shows this year? Are they fairly static or up, down? What are you seeing for numbers?
Our livestock numbers are pretty steady. We have a couple of species that are down. Our swine show's down. I think most counties are. Our poultry show, those numbers are like 30 above what they were last year. So it's just kind of hit or miss what happens with our numbers, but they're pretty steady here at our small fair.
It seems like that's kind of been the trend of late anyway, is that a lot of the smaller livestock entries, those numbers are up. It's the larger livestock entries that are kind of getting tougher.
Yeah, I think some of those smaller projects are a little more affordable. And then with the kids being able to have chickens like in city limits for some towns, that also helps. They can bring those as projects.
Oh, yeah. Well, and for a lot of those smaller children, too, they're a lot easier to handle.
Yep. Yes, they are.
No doubt. They disappear sometimes behind some of those big calves.
Yeah, they sure do.
Very good. Well, so you have some pretty good judges lined up for this year's shows?
We certainly do. We have several experienced static judges coming in on Wednesday morning, and our livestock judges are always vetted and trained and reputable in their species of choice.
Yeah. So you mentioned the static exhibits. Do you have a number of those coming in again this year?
We don't have pre-registration for those exhibits, but we're hoping for an increase over last year, as they were pretty sparse last year, but we've been trying to really showcase some of those things and get the kids involved again in those handiwork projects.
Very good. Well, lots of opportunity for kids to be involved. And when we talk about kids being involved at County Fair, it's the young children these days, too, because more and more counties are seeing more and more Clover Kids activities. You guys look like you have a fair number of those.
We absolutely do. Our Clover Kids group has about 51 enrolled members. So we have a large number of those participating in various things at the fair. With their, we call it the showcase, but that's their static event. Clover Kids events are non-competitive, so we don't call them contests or judging or anything like that. It's just caring adults talking to them about their projects. Several bottle bucket calves. There's a lot of different opportunities for the kids.
Yeah, it seems like almost every single one of the larger livestock events are going to have Clover Kids shows as well.
Yes, they are. Clover Kids cannot show swine, big beef, and horses. So, but the rest of the species, we do have a fair number of Clover Kids participating.
Okay, excellent. Well, a lot of these things are broken down into different categories and things too, so you can check that out and see the schedule online. In fact, that's a great place to go, is go to the Extension website and check out Audubon County, and you can find the fair schedule. It's complete there for you, so you know what to find and where to find it. But there are a lot of other activities. It's not just about the shows. It's not just about the judging competitions and the projects kids are bringing. There are lots of other things to bring people into the fair. Talk a little bit about the entertainment this year.
Well, our entertainment this year is top-notch, like it always is. They have the traditional figure-eight races on Friday evening, which is always a good show. Saturday evening, they brought back the IRCA-sanctioned rodeo. That'll actually kick off with mutton busting. First 25 kids to sign up. Sign up begins at 5 o'clock, I believe, by the announcer's stand at the arena at the fairgrounds. And then the rodeo, and then after that, it's live music by Ghost Riders. Inflatable attractions and some rides for the kids. And then always, you know, Saturday morning is kind of our kids' day, beginning with the baby contest, big wheels races. We'll have I'm a Clown there again with her face painting and balloon animals. Chris Short, Puppet Personality, was a good show. He was there last year as well. The kids' pedal pole, and just a lot of different events for the kids to participate in.
Okay, and some for the big kids, too. I see an antique tractor pull, some other events and things that folks can enjoy. So lots of good reasons to come to the fair. And if we're going to talk about fair, Abby, we save it for the best for last. It's the food. A lot of folks come to fair for food because it's wonderful.
Yes.
It helps to support the activities that are going on. And you guys have a great supply.
We sure do. We're excited to welcome Broadway, or Bakery on Broadway, down to the Agri Hall this year for Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll have Hy-Vee out of Atlantic helping us out in the Agri Hall on Friday and Saturday for food options on the grounds during those days. We also have a Farm Bureau meal that is free to exhibitors. It is free will donation with all of that money coming back to the county fair. That's on Thursday at 11:30. That's also open to the public, like I said, for that free will donation. The pork feed is Friday evening at 5 o'clock. The beef feed is on Sunday at noon. So we have a lot of options. And then the evening of the rodeo, there will be several food trucks. I think they have four or five over by the horse arena for all of your food needs for that event.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're really set up for some good food. And I lied. That wasn't the last thing we're going to talk about. I do want to make sure we mention the livestock support sale, because it's important to show these kids that folks support them.
Absolutely. And the livestock support sale is there for any 4-H or FFA member that has a market animal. We do not sell the animal itself, but it's a support bid, a one lump sum support bid for those kids to kind of help them recoup those feed costs and yardage costs and all of those things that come with their project.
All right. And that'll close out the Audubon County Fair schedule Sunday, this Sunday, July 16th. And that'll be a 4 o'clock start time for that event. Lots of good stuff going on all throughout the week and into the weekend. So hope folks get a chance to come by and enjoy. And the Audubon County Fair, any county fairs, not just for the folks who live in those counties. It's for anyone who enjoys having a good time and seeing kids succeed and enjoying some great food and some good entertainment as well. Abby Van Arnum been with us here this morning talking about activities at this year's Audubon County Fair. Abby, as always, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate all that you do to help us prepare for what we do, and hope you have a great fair week.
Thanks, Jim, and we'll see you at the fair.